You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. It is Saturday. This is your host, Fun Strong James. I didn't even introduce myself. Let me tell y'all, let me introduce myself. My name is Fun. F to the O to the N. Some of y'all are not going to get that. And forgive me for even referencing that song. But anyway, y'all, it is Saturday and I am so thankful to have you guys here listening on a Saturday. What's up with that? I appreciate you listening on a Saturday. Matter of fact, if it's not Saturday, I appreciate you listening on whatever day it is. But I for real appreciate you listening and reading the blog today. Y'all, listen, I kept the same energy that I had yesterday. I got up and I got ready prior to prayer yesterday. Like I got up, showered, took, you know, put my clothes on, brushed my teeth, all that stuff. Normally, I don't do all of that. But I just love the refreshed feeling that I had going into the prayer closet. But actually, I did a lot of praying in the shower. I really did. Like most of my prayer was in the shower today. You know, when that water started getting a little cool, you've been in there a long time. You know what I'm saying? But in the shower, you know, when you pray, ooh, wash me, oh God. It hit different. That's what the young people say. It hit different. I don't know what they mean by that, but that sounded good right there when I said, ooh, wash me, oh God. It hit different. That water hit different. Because it was like I could look at the drain and see all of the dirt just going from my body. Now pause for a second, because I know you're probably thinking I'm some little dirt bust over here, got dirt going all through it. I'm talking about metaphorical dirt. I felt like the metaphorical dirt. I don't want y'all to be thinking that your host are dirty over here, because I'm not, okay? I'm not even going places anyway. You know, we still need to be quarantined. I know we're not, but we need to be, and I'm still quarantining myself. But y'all, I could just see that metaphorical dirt from life just washing off. I could see it just going down the drain with my spiritual eye, right? You got to look at it from a spiritual perspective. But I'm learning to just let the Holy Spirit lead me for real, for real. You know what I'm talking about? When I say for real, not just say that or write that here on the blog and say it on the podcast, but for real, being truly led by the Holy Spirit. Not just saying, yeah, I'm letting the Lord lead me on that. You know, we will say some stuff, y'all, sometimes, and it just be stuff you done heard people say before, or you even yourself started saying, and you just say it, but it's not real. It's not really real in your life. Life is not like really applicable. But this morning, I really felt that thing. I said, I'm letting the Holy Spirit lead me, because low-key, that whole routine stuff has been on me so much that I know that it's the enemy trying to get me all like just discombobulated about the thing, instead of just being led by the Holy Spirit. Like, yeah, I get up, I shower. Some mornings I may get up and just go straight to the prayer closet. Some mornings I may just get up and walk around my house and pray. Some mornings I may just lay in the bed and pray. Like don't get caught up in what it is. Just be led by the Holy Spirit. Just seek God first. That's it. That's really the only barometer or measuring tool to see if you are really doing what Matthew 6:33 says, which is seek ye first the kingdom of God. So the Lord is getting your first hour, your first 30 minutes, your first whatever level you're at. Now, I know everybody is not at the 1 hour level. Some people are at the 30 minute. The Lord get the first 30 minutes. The Lord get the first 5 minutes. Start where you are. The key is starting. The key is not grabbing your phone first thing, not, you know, looking at the news first thing, not doing nothing other than First things first, giving the Lord your first moments, thanking him for waking you up, just thanking him for who he is. But anyway, that's how I kicked off this Saturday morning. What about you? So y'all know I got my coffee sitting right here with me this morning, because we about to jump straight into Acts chapter 18. Y'all know we doing the scriptural Bible study. I feel like we doing like a coffee scriptural Bible study time. That's why I got my coffee right here, because I'm like, yeah, we about to go over this word, okay? Because I want to share with y'all what I got from reading and studying God's word this morning. I honestly love just a cup of coffee, my notepad or journal, and my Bible. Like, you may think, if you've never done it before or you haven't felt what I'm feeling right now, you may think like, I don't know about all that. I don't know about that. And it's okay. It's okay if you don't know about it right now. The thing is, like, be led by the Holy Spirit to do what brings you joy. Like, if you want to study the word over tea, if you want to go outside on the back, you know, back porch or patio, or the front porch or patio, or wherever you go outside, or matter of fact, maybe if you want to go to a body of water or just something, just what I'm saying is figure out what it is, you know what I mean, and do it. Spend time with the Lord. Just figure it out and spend time with the Lord. So my way is grabbing a cup of coffee, putting it in my mug that keeps it hot, because I don't drink my coffee fast, but I like it to be the same temperature. So a friend of mine got me this really cool mug for my birthday last year that keeps it at the same temperature the whole time I'm drinking it. Okay, I know y'all. It's an Ember, E-M-B-E-R mug. I'm gonna stop saying I'm gonna stop promoting stuff other than the Tony Evans Study Bible. Now, I'm going to stay promoting that, you know. They don't pay me for that, but I'm going to stay promoting that Bible. But anyway, I love just having a cup of coffee, my Bible, and my notepad, and then just allowing the Holy Spirit to just speak to me through his word. So this morning, what did I get from sitting and spending time with Holy Spirit in his word? I'm just going to tell y'all what I got. I hope you read Acts chapter 18. This morning, I'm doing it a little bit different because I just want to give y'all what stood out for me. But I really encourage you to read Acts chapter 18, okay? But these are the things that stood out to me. And if any of the things that stood out to me also stood out to you, or they're now standing out to you because I brought them to your attention, y'all, communicate with me. Let me know. Leave a voice message on the podcast. You can do that by going to Anchor. I know some of you may be listening to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify, but if you go to the anchor.fm app and listen to the podcast, there is a way for you to leave me a voice message, which I think is so super dope that you can talk to me like for real, like a real radio show. Like, caller, yes, yes, this is fun. Talk back to me if you can. This is WOABG, on assignment by God. Welcome to, okay, yeah, all right, I'm done. Okay, but leave me a voice message if you want to share what stood out to you in Acts chapter 18. Or if you just like, girl, that podcast today was so for me, like, just leave me a comment. I would love to engage with you and hear from you and connect with you. Okay. So this is what I got from reading Acts chapter 18 this morning. Paul had a job. Did y'all know that? Paul had a job and he did ministry. Paul had a job and he did ministry. I know this is what it made me think about. Back in the day, in the country times, all the pastors, they worked regular jobs and then they were the pastors of the church, because the church could not afford to pay them to be full-time pastors. I ain't even gonna go down that road. But the point is, we see here in Acts chapter 18 that Paul was a missionary, basically. And he had a job. He was a tent maker. So he did that to pay the bills. Paul made tents to pay the bills so that he could engage in his primary work. See, Paul wasn't confused like many of us. We think that our primary source of income should also be considered our primary work. Nah. Your purpose that God put you here for is your primary work. Don't get it twisted, because that little job you working, I call it little, but it could be big. You might be the CEO or something. If you're the CEO, you're probably an entrepreneur, but maybe not. But anyway, your job is not your primary, okay? Paul had a job, but his primary work was trying to persuade Jews and Greeks to believe in and follow Christ. Two things he was doing. He was trying to persuade them to believe in and follow Christ. If you look at today's topic for the blog and podcast, it says, you believe in Jesus, but are you following Jesus? That's where that header came from. Because I was like, Paul, his primary work, Paul had a job. He was busting out them tents, okay? Because them tents was giving him that money to pay those bills, because Paul had bills back then. And we be thinking like, I got these bills. Paul had bills back in Acts chapter 18. So bills ain't nothing new. But Paul worked though. Okay, Paul wasn't just doing ministry. Paul worked because he knew he had to pay the bills. I don't know who I'm talking to, but yeah, you can do ministry. But if you got bills, then you need to do work to get money to pay those bills. Okay, so Paul was a tent maker. Paul used his talent to make the money. Paul had a job. He was a tent maker, but his primary job, his primary work was trying to persuade Jews and Gentiles to believe in and follow Christ. Yeah. Believe in and follow. See, we believe in and we say, but are we following him? Okay, moving on. Point number two that I got from reading Acts 18. The Lord can orchestrate where we are located so that we can witness to those around us, so they may believe in the word of God and be saved. Did y'all hear what I said? Like, the Lord orchestrate. Like, you don't want to move without the Lord telling you where to move. Because when you move, when he say move, then his purposes can be performed in that move. So Paul had set up shop, basically. His business, his missionary, his office. Let's just use his office. His office was by the synagogue, right? And so because his office was in close proximity to the synagogue leader, what was his name? Let me look. I'm looking in my Bible because I want to make sure I tell y'all right. Does it say who the synagogue leader was? I'm at Acts 18, 7 through 8. Let me look real quick and see. Let's see. Titius. I think that's what. Titius? No. Yeah. Titius. Titius Justice, a worshiper of God whose house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus. I thought I was like, is it Titius? It's Crispus, the leader of the synagogue. So Paul set up shop right near the synagogue, and because of his proximity, you know, the word went forth and the leader of the synagogue believed in the word of God and he got saved. And so did his whole household. All of them got saved. They all believed and were baptized. So God can orchestrate where we are located so that we can be a witness. That's so important, because sometimes we move ourselves. Sometimes we like, God, I want to live over here. Or God, I want to live in this city. I want to be over here because this city popping. I like what they doing. Everybody seem to be doing well over here. But God say, I want you to go over there. It's like Jonas, go that away. And Jonas was like, I'm going over here because I don't want to do what you asking me to do, Lord. But but the point is, be led by the Lord on even where you live, because the Lord can orchestrate where you're located for his purpose. Like, it's all for his purpose. It ain't even about you. It's really not. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about the Lord. It's what he wants us to do. That's why we're here. You didn't bring yourself here to the earth, okay? He brought you here for a purpose. All right, point number three. Paul struggled with fear, and the Lord had to tell him not to be fearful. When we experience fear, y'all, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go to God in prayer so that we can access his heavenly resources for our earthly circumstances, right? So when we are fearful, we're not supposed to be sitting there shaking because God did not give us a spirit of fear. So we're not even supposed to be fearful. But it shows right here that Paul struggled with fear. Like, Paul was out there preaching the word, teaching the word, talking about Jesus. He was a believer. You know what I'm saying? But he still struggled with something. That lets y'all know that as humans, we can be out here preaching the word. I can be on this podcast telling y'all what I learned in Acts chapter 18, what the Holy Spirit said to me this morning, and still have something that I'm struggling with. But oh, thanks be to God that I can go to him in prayer so that I can access his heavenly resources for what's going on down here with me on earth, right? So that the peace of God, like when I access those heavenly resources, then I'll have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. My heart will be guarded. My mind will be guarded in Jesus Christ. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7, that verse. Peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, can guard our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ, right? So Paul struggled with fear. You may be struggling with fear. I don't know. But whatever you're struggling with, go to God in prayer so that you can access. See, prayer gives you access to heavenly resources, right? So don't just be dealing with these earthly circumstances. Go to God in prayer so that you can access heavenly resources, okay? Point number four. I probably shouldn't have started counting these because then I might get off. But anyway, you'll know what I'm talking about. Next point. Next slide. That's what people be saying to me. Next slide. Like, please don't read these slides to us in the meeting. I'm sorry, y'all. That was just, okay. Anyway, all of us as believers will appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that he may judge our work on earth to determine our rewards. I learned that from reading Acts 18. Basically, all of us are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that he can judge what we did while we were here on earth. And based on what we do here is going to determine our rewards there. So we need to be, you know, in check. We need to be checking what we do every day to make sure we're doing what God is calling us to do here on earth. Our work on earth is going to be judged. Okay. As if you're a believer, that's going to happen. All right. And you want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we all want to hear. So let's just make sure that what we doing will get a well done from our Lord and Savior. Point number five, we must allow for divine flexibility and welcome God to disturb our plans when he has other purposes for us. See, Paul in verse number 18, 20, and 21. Paul was in Ephesus and he was in, you know, preaching, and they was like, oh, we love Paul because Paul just be teaching us and stuff. And they wanted Paul to stay longer, but he declined and said, I will come back again if it's God's will, if God wills. He was basically acknowledging that his life, his plans were all in God's hands. Like, you can't let a person convince you to stay somewhere longer when God is telling you it's time to go. Paul was not about to let the people of Ephesus keep him there longer because that wasn't God's will. It was time for him to move on to the next. So I don't know who, somebody is listening right now and you're like, I know God telling me to move on, but I keep trying to hang with the people who, you know, want me to be here. They like me. They love me. They want me to stick around. But God is saying, no, it's time for you to go. And if you surrender to the Lord's will, then it's time for you to get to stepping. Point number six. I think it's point number six. There was a man named Apollos. He was teaching and preaching the word of God, but he only knew so much, right? He only knew so much. It says he knew the scriptures, right? He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately about Jesus, although he knew only John's baptism. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, right? And a husband and wife team was there in the synagogue, Aquila and Priscilla. Aquila is the man, Priscilla is the woman. I have to make sure I say that, because I don't want nobody to even be thinking Aquila and Priscilla are two ladies. That's not, no, of course, that's not, would never be in the Bible. Husband and wife team, Aquila and Priscilla, they heard Apollos preaching and noticed that he needed a little bit more training on the word of God. So what did they do? First of all, let me just say this parenthetically. Apollos did not let what he didn't know keep him from preaching what he did know. So for those of you who feel like I ain't ready yet, yes, you are. You know enough to teach. And the Lord will send somebody to hear you that has more training, and they will not tell you in public. You know you're not teaching that in full. They're not going to do that. Aquila and Priscilla, the husband and wife team, heard Apollos preaching, and they noticed that, you know, he didn't know everything. So they privately pulled him to the side and explained the way of God to him more accurately. Y'all, we are not to be pointing out people's lack of knowledge of the word publicly. You're not supposed to do that, because it says he knew some stuff. He knew a lot of stuff, and he knew how to speak and teach accurately about Jesus, but he needed more training. This is a marathon, not a sprint. When we learn in the word of God, this is a marathon. Like, we as believers, we all should be equipped to explain the scriptures. All of us who claim the name of Christ should have a growing knowledge of God's word. And we also should have the ability to defend what we say we believe, right? So they pulled him to the side and you know, was like, hey, let me, you know, tell you some things. And that's so good. That's so good. I was telling somebody the other day, like, I want to be around people who will pull me higher, who will pull me up. You know, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I need to change rooms, because I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. And I know there will always be smarter people in the room, and then that person will feel like, I think I'm the smartest person in the room. That's when it's time to move to another room. That's when it's time for you to go higher to another level. And that's what we're supposed to do, go higher and higher and higher in Christ. We're supposed to grow in our knowledge of God. And y'all, finally, not only are we to believe in Christ, like I said earlier, we are to follow Christ. We are to follow Christ. You know, a lot of us believe, but are we following? I got all of this, y'all, from reading Acts chapter 18. You see what happens when you commit to studying the word of God? You get all that. You get all of that. You get all of that. I realized this morning during my prayer time, though, you know, I encounter a lot of people. I've been in church my whole life, so of course I encounter Christians all the time. A lot of my friends, family, you know, say they're Christians, right? So we believe Jesus died on the cross for our sins, rose again on the third day with all power in his hands. We are saved, right? We are believers. You listen to me, most likely you're a believer. If not, please, please let me introduce Christ to you right now so that you can be saved, so that you can become a believer. If you go to onassignmentbygod.com and look at the salvation prayer, it says, if you are not a believer, but you have a desire to be, openly confess and declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's it. It's Romans 10:9. If you go to your Bible and read Romans 10:9 and you have a desire to be a believer, all you got to do is open your mouth and declare it, that Jesus is Lord. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. You believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's it. When you say that prayer out loud, you saved. you saved. Now, the next step for you is to get connected with a good Bible-based church in your community and start having conversations through prayer with God every day and write down what you hear him say. Amen. Yeah. I hope somebody became a believer from that. But what I was saying was, we believe in Jesus. For those of us that are already believers, we believe in Jesus, but we don't always follow Jesus. We don't always follow his leading from scripture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not reading the word enough. We're not studying scripture to know what to follow. You know what I'm saying? We don't always follow his leading from scripture or follow his leading in how he modeled life while he was here on earth. Like, if we are to do what Jesus did, we have to know what Jesus did in order to do it. I'm going to say that again. If we are to do what Jesus did while he was on earth, we got to know what Jesus did in order to do it. So today, y'all, let's change that. Let's not just be believers, but let us also be followers of Jesus too. Let us live our lives where people can see Jesus when they see us. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Saturday's episode. I don't know why Saturday. I just feel so... It's like Saturdays is like, oh, it feels so good to do the podcast on Saturday. So thank you again for coming in and listening to the podcast on this Saturday. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you listening every day. Make sure you listen every day. I want to get the listener views, what do you call it? Downloads up. So make sure you listen up, okay? Download the episode, listen on Anchor, iTunes, or Spotify, and share it. Let other people know. And then, like I said earlier, leave me a voice message on Anchor. Let me know what you got from the podcast, and if you want to leave an encouraging word, or if you need prayer for anything. If you're a new believer, if you received that word and you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let me know that too. Go on anchor.fm. It's you can get the link in the podcast, okay? But you can go to anchor.fm and you can just put in On Assignment by God. That's how you find me. All right. So before I let you go, your assignments for today. Number one, this is always going to be number one. If you're a new listener, don't think that I, was slacking on the assignments. This is always going to be the first assignment. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? What that assignment will do is prompt you to have a conversation with him every morning, okay? Number two, what will you do differently to show that you actually follow Jesus? What are you going to do differently? Like, you are a believer, but are you a follower of Jesus? And in order to know how to follow Jesus, you got to read his word. So what are you going to do differently to show for people to be able to see Jesus when they see you? What are you going to do differently? And then finally, number three, I know y'all are like, wait, what? We got three questions today? Yeah, we got three questions today. How will you minister where you are, even if you don't work in ministry full time? Even if you don't work in ministry full time, because a lot of people, you work a regular job or you may be an entrepreneur. But how will you minister where you are, even if you don't work in ministry full time? Answer that question, okay? All right, y'all, tomorrow is Sunday. You know, we don't do the podcast on Sunday. We do normally have a Sunday segment, but we're not having one on this Sunday unless the Lord changes that, unless the Lord leads me to talk to somebody today on Saturday. But we don't have anything planned for Sunday segments. So if you've missed any of the Sunday segments, again, this is a good time to go back and review. Or if you need to listen to any of this week's podcast, tomorrow is a great day to do that. Make sure you get in a good Bible-based church online service tomorrow and participate in the worship. Don't just go in and listen for the word. Participate in the worship. Like, some of you may be like, well, I don't like their songs. No, it's not about you. It's not about you liking their songs, because the song should be about Jesus. The songs should be to worship God. So this is your time to worship your Lord and Savior. That's what worship is. It has nothing to do with your preference for songs. I had to learn that myself, y'all. All right. Okay, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. And I will talk to you guys on Monday. Love you.